If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. All right, we are up to number 26 congresspeople who stand with John Lewis and will not attend this monstrosity. I can't even say the word in awe.
Sad, bad.
Right. Okay.
Makes me mad.
Congressman Ted Lieu of the great state of California tweeted, "Some folks say I'm disrespecting Donald Trump by boycotting the inauguration. That's right. I will not normalize Trump." Hurrah. To that I say, bully sword. Good morning, Congressman Lieu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you for standing with John Lewis on this Martin Luther King Day. It's so important what you're doing.
Thank you. I respect their office, but I cannot respect the man, Donald Trump, unless he changes his behavior, and he showed no evidence of doing that just yet.
How refreshing.
You said Trump, who lost the popular vote, made a series of racist, sexist, bigoted statements. In addition, he's attacked Gold Star parents, veterans, John McCain, now civil rights icon, John Lewis. I keep using the word normalize, but I am glad that there are so many of you now, and it seems like it's giving more and more people courage to stand with you, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I want to commend John Lewis for the courage he has shown, not just right now, but throughout his career. And for Donald Trump to attack him as being all talk, no action, shows that Donald Trump, number one, doesn't understand history, but number two, that Trump is not trying to unite the nation. If Donald Trump wants to earn respect, he needs to stop criticizing minorities, disabled reporters, Gold Star parents, veterans, and civil rights icons like John Lewis. It's up to Donald Trump to unite the country. And until he starts to do that, I am not going to normalize Donald Trump.
You join, obviously, a lot of other representatives that we know and love. Representative Barbara Lee from out here in California, Maxine Waters, John Conyers, Mark Takano, and many others, right? Raul Grijalva, the list is sort of growing by the hour. Earl Blumenauer, Judy Chu of out here. I mean, it's... do you think any senators will stand with you? I thought it was interesting. Somebody asked, a reporter asked Bernie Sanders whether he's going, and he said probably. I hope that he will rethink that, and I hope that people will reach out to him and ask him also to stand with you guys.
Well, let me say this. I respect Congress members and senators who choose to attend inauguration and those who do not. And what is amazing about America, what makes this country great, is that unlike Russia, we don't force people to watch parades and ceremonies.
Right.
To me, this is a personal decision because no policies are being made, no votes are being taken. This is pageantry, and I'm not going to go there and really try to endorse this pageantry for someone like Donald Trump because he showed no evidence that he wants to bring America together.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think it's, as somebody pointed out, he's not a king. You know, we're not compelled to go perform for him or to go celebrate him, particularly not just the way he's won. I mean, I think, you know, you're right to watch John Lewis, who has such quiet dignity and strength, to very quietly, but, you know, resolutely there, I meet the press, just say it. He is an illegitimate president. He was not legitimately elected. And I just... Congressman, I don't feel like we've been at this place in our history. What if more comes out, even this week, about collusion between the Trump campaign? How do we go forward with this?
So I accept that Trump won the Electoral College, but there are serious issues regarding his possible involvement or his campaign's involvement with the Russians. That's why I'm very pleased that the U.S. Senate, on a bipartisan basis, is now going to do an investigation on whether there has been such collusion. And keep in mind that on January 20th, Donald Trump's going to be in violation of the Constitution on day one because Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution prevents conflicts of interest of elected officials. And he has these vast global business holdings that he refuses to divest or put in blind trust. So some of these issues are on him. He can fix some of these legitimacy issues, and he refuses to do so.
Congressman, what were you in the meeting with James Comey on Friday?
I was.
And, I mean, obviously Democrats erupted. I saw our other Maxine Waters just say into the microphone he has no credibility and just walk away. I mean, what happened and what is your take on what we do now?
Sure. You know, no, I'll tell you something that really affected me and I believe other members of Congress. on October 7th, James Comey refused to sign basically a report about the Russian hacking influence because his view was that it was too close to the election. Now, keep in mind, a few weeks later, right, he comes out with that infamous Comey letter about finding some emails on a laptop that turned out to be nothing. And it was that rank hypocrisy that I think struck members of Congress sitting there. And I think that really, really jarred us.
Well, so what happens next? I mean, I guess a lot of people are just sort of astounded that, Charles Blow at the New York Times and others tweeting things like, can someone explain to me how we're allowing this to go forward with all these outstanding questions, which could constitute treason? I mean, you have Mike Pence go out and say today there was no contact between Russia and Trump during the campaign. There seems to already be evidence that would mean that that's untrue.
Well, the framers of the Constitution were pretty smart. They did put in a separation of powers. And keep in mind that until January 20th, it's pretty easy for Donald Trump to say things, to tweet things, to make things up. But on January 20th, he has to govern, and he has to deal with a completely separate branch of government, the legislative branch. And we have enormous powers to investigate and even to impeach if evidence comes out that shows collusion with the Russians. And those investigations are going to happen on a bipartisan basis.
But what if...
takes time, right, to get information.
But, Congressman, so what if... Obviously, Mike Pence is found to have not just lied about this, but been complicit in all this. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he obviously went on a limb yesterday and said there was no contact. And it seems like that already has... There is evidence to the contrary. In terms of Carter Page's, I mean, what's hard to keep up with is the blizzard of lies that come from Donald Trump, isn't it? That we have this meeting in Russia with Carter Page and Donald Trump saying he doesn't know him. He's on tape talking to the Washington Post, mentioning Carter Page as being one of his top advisors.
Well, that's why when you have these investigations happen in Congress, that this evidence will come out. And I do trust there are many professionals who do work in law enforcement, as well as our intelligence agencies, that they're going to do the right thing. And if they can't get that information through the executive branch to get that out, they'll get it out through Congress. And I think
right. The
separation of powers is a really amazing thing that the framers put in. And you're going to watch Congress push back on the incoming president.
But, I feel, Congressman, and not to be... I just feel like the entire Republican Party is complicit in this. I mean, Mitch McConnell and others saw this Russian stuff and decided to sit on it. Right, and encouraged the FBI to come out with the thing that they knew was nothing about Hillary's email once again, and I just feel like this Russia story is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think you can't use a word like treason too lightly, because it's terrifying for the entire world if we actually have someone that has been installed by a hostile foreign government.
I agree with you, and many Republicans unfortunately are putting party over country. But not all of them, and more of them are starting to come around. And even though I rarely ever agree with Senator Lindsey Graham or Senator John McCain,
right,
they are coming around to say this Russia influence and hacking campaign is deadly serious, and we need to take it seriously. In the meeting on Friday that you mentioned with Comey and other members of intelligence agencies, there were Republican members of Congress who stood up and made statements that echoed what John McCain and Lindsey Graham said, and that I found heartening. So you do have more and more Republican members now saying,
right,
we can't just put this under the rug.
Right. Marco Rubio, I have to say, someone else I've rarely agreed with, but, I just think that when you hear stories, Congressman, our intelligence is telling Israeli intelligence, don't share anything with the Trump administration that you don't want to get back to Putin and Iran. That's a terrifying place for the world to be, and other countries to be able to trust us.
That is, another story came out saying you now have British intelligence basically trying to get confirmation from U.S. intelligence that on January 20th, Trump's not going to tell the Russians, the identities of British agents. And you can't have our allies thinking these things. But keep in mind, in 2 years, Donald Trump is not up for election, but members of Congress are. And you can't have a situation where members of Congress are thinking, hey, if I do the right thing on Russia or I'm too hard on Russia, they're going to come after me and influence my campaign and my district. That's how insidious this foreign influence is, and that's why we need to absolutely investigate it.
Congressman, that's the other thing. I think the media has totally fallen down on the job. I get that there's not a mechanism for it, but why I feel like CIA agents will tell you that when this happens in any other country in the world, we have a revote, is because it wasn't just Hillary. As you know, it was down-ticket Democrats. They hacked the DSCCC, which you hardly hear anywhere, and they use this information against down-ticket Democrats.
Absolutely, and they hacked their DCCC, which is the congressional campaign arm for House Democrats. And then some of the information was leaked, and Republican candidates then used it against our own Democratic congressional candidates. It's one reason we didn't win more seats than we did. And so this is having an effect, and you're absolutely right, not just on the presidential elections, but elections across America. And that's why we need to absolutely do full and fair investigation.
Yeah, I'll say. Representative, I know you saw how Trump went after John Lewis and said that his district is a sort of a burning, crime-infested hellhole. You represent Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, and the West Side, so I'm guessing even though you're not going to the inauguration, you're standing with John Lewis. He's going to have a hard time saying anything about your district, right?
That's correct. And keep in mind, he was just wrong on John Lewis's district. And you see Atlanta pushing back.
Yes.
Saying, Mr. Trump, you're just wrong.
Yeah, and as usual, it's like heavily racially coded, you know? It's just,
Right. Well, and here's the other thing about what Donald Trump is doing. There are many people in America who are legitimately scared of him. Have minorities, those in the LGBT community, and he needs to unify the country, but he's shown no evidence of it, which is another reason why I'm not going to normalize his behavior.
No, he's only gotten worse and more legit. I mean, I'm a comedy show representative, and you wouldn't believe the number of people I call that are crying. They're terrified. You're absolutely right. People are terrified. And thank you for speaking for them and standing up and standing with John Lewis, and thanks for taking time for us. We will hopefully talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, thank you, Representative. There he goes. Representative.
Oh,
right?
Phenomenal.
Fantastic.